Hi. Which way are you going, darling? Oh, you're fine. Don't worry. No harm done. Though, wonder what someone like you's doing around here. You just don't look like you belong. I suppose I don't either, but. Do you live close by? Coming home from a party. I can smell the alcohol on you. You can't lie to me. It's not a very safe location around here. I heard the things that go bump at night come out at this time. Come here. How about I guide you home? You don't have to take me directly to where you live. Just close so I can be around so no one hurts you. It's the least I can do. Oh, trust me. I know how to deal with the bad apples that come out at night. You, on the other hand, look rather vulnerable. Not that that's a bad thing. You just seem like a target for places like this. Right. So, would you like to lead the way? What street should I direct you to? That's not too far, actually. All right, take my hand. I'll make sure nothing gets in our way. We can just go straight up this way and then take a left. If you want to get there a little bit quicker, then we can go into an alleyway. Now, I know that sounds rather sketchy, but I'd say trust me, but you certainly might. What's your name? What a nice name. Where are you from? Interesting. Yes. That makes sense. My name is Mira. A pleasure to meet you. Well, forget it. I'm from Britain, thank you. Oh, couldn't you tell? Of course you could. It's not like I tried to hide the accent. I don't want to sound American or anything else, so I'll stick to my accent proudly. It's left. Good, good. You follow along nicely. What do you work as, or are you going to school? Interesting. So, did you have fun from where you was coming back from? That's great. Awfully early at night too. Well, early in the morning to be coming back. It's around 3 a.m. What would your parents say? Let alone talking to a stranger. Don't worry. I have children of my own. I wouldn't want you to get hurt or lost out here, so might as well do a little favor and make sure you get back to Mommy and Daddy safely. Well, perhaps. Nothing. Got lost in thought. Not too far now. That's the alleyway. Sit close to me. You'll be fine. There's no one down there. Nothing. Just little thoughts. You know, hot stuff. You look rather nice. Dressed up and everything. What's wrong? Are you afraid of the night? Don't worry. I'm here to protect you. Even though it's me you should fear. You're not moving. Stay. You're fine. Even more potent up close. No wonder it was led to you. Oh, how I can't wait to get a bite out of you. Oh, darling, no, I'm not a cannibal. I'm more sophisticated than that. I am a vampire. Oh, come on. It's not that hard to believe. So much weird stuff going on in the world. Oh, enough. Quiet. Now, you could do me a favor. Make this go a little quicker than usual. I'm always used to the squirming and fighting and whatnot. Then I end up ripping their throat open by accident. So, if you don't want me to tear open more than I can chew and just leave you with two puncture holes, I advise you to bare your neck to me and hold still. Because I'm feeling beyond hungry right now. Salty, yet sweet at the same time. If your skin just tastes like that, I wonder what your blood tastes like. Hold still. Perfect. Now, let's get you home, shall we? Huh? Oh, nothing happened. Don't worry. Yeah, your mind tends to go blank every now and then. No worries, though. Let's quickly get you home before I end up hurting you. Oh, that's not a threat, don't worry. Come, dear. You know, I'd like to think that I improved on the Patreon list thing at the end of the videos. Like, guys, look at how good it compares to all of the other ones that I used to have. Like, you know, where it was just all the names and everything, and it was just like all in one big piece of text. Now it looks cool, right? You're proud of me, right? I hope you all enjoyed. Have too much to say here. I'm tired, okay? I'm going to sleep now. Once I finish this, I'm going to fucking sleep. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.